Okay. All right.
So will wandering board members please take their seats? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I call the board back to order. The next item on the agenda concerns the Internationalized Domain Name Committee, and I would like to call upon Director Kato to introduce this resolution.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I reported that the public forum yesterday, the committee reported its final report on the findings and the recommendation of IDN issues. And since this is a very complicated area and we are still waiting for the yet to come outcome from IETF work on a standard, I think this board should be prepared for the further studies and work with IETF and other internet community to study this issue in the future. Therefore, should I move for this?
Yeah, I would like you to put the resolution on the table. We'll get a second.
Yes, I'd like to, put this resolution for your consideration.
I see 3 seconds. There's clear enthusiasm. I would like to read the resolution, partly because I think it's appropriate, but also I was asked by one of the participants that to do so because reading apparently is helpful. It's easier to read the transcribed information than it is to read up on the screen. So with your permission, whereas the ICANN Internationalized Domain Name IDN Committee has completed work on a set of policy papers relating to the potential introduction of non-ASCII characters to the DNS, including most recently its discussion paper on non-ASCII top-level domain policy issues and registry selection considerations for non-ASCII top-level domains. Whereas the IDN committee has submitted to the board a final report on its activities, meeting its anticipated deadline of 30 June 2002. Whereas the IDN committee's documents have generated and benefited from significant substantive feedback from various interested organizations, experts, and users. Whereas the board has begun consideration of the substance and implications of the IDN committee's papers and final report, but is not yet prepared to determine its next steps in this area, it is resolved that the board conveys its sincere thanks to the members of the ICANN IDN committee for their diligent work and valuable contributions. Masanobu Kato, the chair, Mohamed Diop, Patrick Selstrom, Ki-Heng Hu, John Clensen, Sang-Hyung Kyung, Stuart Lin, Elizabeth Portaneuve, Maud Sharil Tanmitsi, and Vincent Wensung Chen, and resolved that the board asks the members of the IDN committee to delay the committee's formal termination until the conclusion of the October ICANN meeting in Shanghai, so that the committee can continue to monitor developments in the IETF, review further community feedback on its discussion papers and final report, and be available to advise the board as needed in the area of internationalized domain names. Now, let me confirm with Chairman Kato-san, are the committee members willing to continue to serve in this fashion?
I'm sure, you know, again, on behalf of the entire committee, you know, we are very honored to continue to serve for the board.
Well, we're very grateful for that. Stuart Lin?
This is an open and transparent organization, and therefore, in the interests of complete honesty, whereas I appreciate being mentioned in the resolution, and I was formerly a member of the committee, in fact, all the work as the committee member was done by Andrew McLaughlin, and of course David Thompson provided staff support, and I would appreciate it if Andrew's name could be substituted for mine, and if we could do that going forward. Is that all right with you, Kato?
Substitute, or you know, how about in adding those staff, you know, support from David and Andrew?
That would be fine, but I'd feel guilty with such a generous acknowledgement when, in fact, the work.
You had been a very important input for us, and I do appreciate your, you know, participation, of course, too.
So perhaps rather than wordsmithing this in the middle, we will amend with the. If you approve this resolution, we will ask you to approve some slight amendments to acknowledge the contributions of all who participated. Is there any further discussion of this amendment? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Are there any abstentions? It's unanimous, and thank you again, Kato-san, for a very, very fine contribution. I'd like to add one item on the agenda which was not in the list, but it has to do simply with committee meetings, and I'd like to call upon Jonathan Cohen, who may need his notes back, give us an update on the status of plans for committee meetings in the future, or board meetings in the future.
Thanks, Vint. The committee met with itself and Stuart and Diane, and I just want to advise you that, and the community, that new specifications for meetings will be posted on the ICANN site probably next week, and those who have any interest in proposing a site for a meeting in the future should have regard to those new specs. The rotation and number of meetings for 2003 had been set, and we're going to, your committee is going to proceed with that. If the board in its wisdom should at a subsequent time decide to do something else, I guess it will. But we have, we're going to be calling probably within a week for proposals for the meetings in South America and North America in the spring and early summer of 2003. We hope to give 30 days for for those proposals and hope to reach a decision by September. There has already been strong and clear interest expressed by Brazil for South America and by Canada for North America, but we certainly still invite any and all who are interested in those regions to get their proposals in on a timely basis, and all proposals received will be considered in an appropriate fashion. As to Africa, which is the third country or region in rotation, we're going to allow 90 days, first of all, because a year for that meeting would be until the fall of 2003, and secondly, to allow some of the countries which might take a little longer to hear about it or to prepare bids, to allow them that opportunity. So they will, we're hoping to receive those bids from Africa by the end of September or early October, and we are hopeful that a decision will be made by Shanghai or at the Shanghai meeting. Again, there has already been clear and strong interest expressed again by Cape Town in South Africa, but I repeat, we welcome any and all proposals from anywhere in Africa and hope to hear from you. As to 2004, it is the hope of this committee, or has been the hope, that at some point or another, sooner rather than later, that we would be able to start choosing meetings at least a year in advance because of the need for board members and others to plan their lives, and also because of the difficulty that is involved in reserving hotels and other conference centers on short notice. However, I must tell you that for 2004, there has to be somewhat of a delay because we do not want to preempt the results of the restructuring committee. I think that this board needs to consider, and no doubt will, the number of meetings that it will hold in 2004, and in addition may want to reconsider the format for meetings, that there is some need for discussion on this matter. I am hopeful that this committee will engage the board in some discussion on that matter during the coming months, and it is my personal hope that by Shanghai or shortly thereafter, that possibly those decisions about the number of meetings and the format will be decided, and so soon thereafter as that has been done, your committee will call for proposals for 2004. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Are there any questions at all for or issues for Jonathan at this point? I would certainly like to endorse the idea personally of looking at our meeting structure to see if we can allow more and more rational times for board interaction, among other things. Okay, we've completed almost all of our formal work. We have a series of resolutions which I would like to bring to the board's attention for action. The first resolution has to do with our colleague, Peter DeBlanc, whom you heard yesterday has passed away. We have a resolution. Helmut?
Is there any agenda item like any other business?
No, there is no other business other than a series of resolutions to approve of thanking people and so on. So I would like to do two things. There is this resolution which I would like the board to consider, and in addition, there is some contribution coming from the CCTLD community, which I also would like to have read. So let me start with this resolution for Peter. Whereas the ICANN board, I think I'm going to have trouble reading through this. Whereas the ICANN board notes with deep sadness the recent passing of Peter DeBlanc, who was an active and constructive participant in the ICANN process in many roles, including as a member of the CCTLD constituency, and as a representative of that constituency on the DNSO Names Council. Peter's service to the internet community was longstanding, particularly his commitment to bringing the benefits of the internet to new areas, including his faithful service as administrative contact for the .vi CCTLD. Peter will be greatly missed as a citizen of the internet, as a colleague, and as a valued friend. Resolved that the ICANN board recognizes the testament to Peter's service as noted in the 28 July letter from the CCTLD managers. I'm going to call on Elizabeth Portenouve to read that letter momentarily. It's 28 June, thank you. Further resolved that the board joins with the CCTLD managers in formally recognizing Peter's many outstanding contributions to ICANN, and further resolved that the board expresses its deep sympathies and condolences to Peter's family. I would call upon Elizabeth Portenouve to come and read the letter that was sent out to the CCTLDs.
Tough. Thank you very much, Vint. To the board of directors of the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, Bucharest, 28 June, from the country code managers. Peter DeBlanc, 17 November 1944, 26 June 2002. Peter passed away on 26 June 2002. Until very recently, Peter was a regular attendee in ICANN, and he had actively participated in most of the worldwide ICANN meetings since the beginning. He served on the Names Council of the DNSO and also as the chairman of the administrative committee of the CCTLD constituency. He was the CCTLD manager for the US Virgin Islands .vi. Peter died at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where had been receiving medical treatment. Peter gave his time and heart to the CCTLD community. He was also a close friend to many of us in the CCTLD group and throughout ICANN. He was always motivated by a desire to assist country code managers in the developing nations and area, and also to ensure that the power of the internet will be shared by everybody, both at home and worldwide. One of Peter's outstanding achievements was to bring the internet to the US Virgin Islands and to organize and found the VIP Freenet service in the 90s, which was the first community computer system in the Caribbean area. Peter's last message sent to the CCTLD community is a testimony to his dedication. We therefore ask the board to join with us in formally recognizing Peter's outstanding contribution to ICANN, signed by myself on behalf of the CCTLD managers.
Thank you, Elizabeth. So I ask if any board members wish to say anything more on Peter's behalf. Linda? I'm sorry. Thank you. The resolution is on the table and Linda seconds. Thank you. Let me ask all those who are in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm not going to ask if there are any opposed. The resolution passes. I would like to ask all of you to stand for a moment of silence for Peter. Thank you. You may be seated. The chair will take a moment to compose himself. I have three more resolutions to put before you. I'd like to start with one which expresses our thanks to our hosts, sponsors, and staff in the conduct of this meeting at Bucharest. And with your indulgence, I'd like to read this resolution. Whereas the preparation for and execution of the ICANN Bucharest meeting has been conducted in an exemplary fashion, whereas the hospitality, facilities, attention to the needs of the participants, and the extraordinary efforts to provide support have been without peer. Now, therefore, the ICANN board expresses its deep appreciation and thanks on its own behalf and on behalf of all participants to, this is interestingly worded, the board especially and warmly appreciates the efforts of the local host, most particularly the support and hard work of Minister of Communications and Information Technology, Dan Mika, Professor Doina Banciu, General Manager of ICI Bucharest, Dr. Engineer Eugenie Stecut, Head of RNC Department, ICI Bucharest, Victor Ciupercea, of ICI Bucharest, and the following ICI Bucharest staff who made the Bucharest meeting such an outstanding success. Now, I confess to you that I am going to try to read these names. My pronunciation will almost certainly be wrong, and I seek hope you'll accept my apologies for poor pronunciation. Christian Mitu, Dan Michalcia, Florentina Onea, Dan Parashiv, Mircea Cornea, Christian Haya, Andrei Petrescu, Florin Michalace, Adrian Belmega, Ion Dumitrascu, Ion Manea, Olga Olaru, Diana Petrescu, Christian Wadulescu, Michela Moholia, Madalina Zamfir, Ani Neaxu, Dragos Vlad, Andrei Nicolescu, Irina Stolz, Raluca Andrei, Alina Pruna, and Karina Bertianu. The board would also like to thank Connex, the main sponsor of the meeting, for his generous support, and in particular, the work of Alexandru Hodubaye, manager of data, and their staff, Lucian Lupascu, Liviu Neaga, Dragos Dobre, Adrian Ciopanu, Alina Iordan, Christian Duta, Florentine Meria, George Popescu, Fadi Rida, Florin Druzian, Oana Fodoran. The contribution of Flamingo, the second main sponsor, is also deeply appreciated, and especially the assistance of its staff members, Ion Dionescu, Alexandru Carlan, Elena Barbu, Carmen Olteanu, Andrea Constantinescu, Adrian Cretescu, Liviu Popescu, and Mihai Ginga. Additional sponsors whose support for the ICANN meeting is greatly appreciated include Center, Affilius Global Registry, the Global Name Registry, Newstar, ANISP, the National Association of Internet Service Providers from Romania, Cisco Romania, CCTLD Constituency Secretariat, Ultra DNS, Oracle AG Romania, Ericsson, CPI, Intrarom, HP Romania, Software ITC, ATIC, PCNet Data Network, and MCD Infonet, ROM Team Solutions, Xerox Romania, Computerland, and Shark Industries. We would also like to acknowledge the hard work of the staff of the Marriott Grand Hotel. The hotel provided an exceptional and hospitable location for the ICANN meeting. In addition, the board expresses its great appreciation to John Crane, Diane Schroeder, Teresa Swinehart, Mary Hewitt, Dan Halloran, Herbert Fitzum, Joel Yagli, Johnny Erickson, Laura Brewer, and Tara Dananogu, and the rest of the ICANN staff for their dedicated efforts in ensuring smooth operation of the meeting. I assume that there is a second for this resolution. Hans Kreienbrink seconds. All those in favor, please say aye. The next resolution I have to put before you is a thank you to Andrew McLaughlin. Whereas Andrew McLaughlin has faithfully served the corporation since early 1999 as a consultant, as an employee, as chief policy officer, as treasurer, and most recently as vice president and chief policy officer. And whereas as of 1st July 2002, he will be resigning as vice president and chief policy officer and will become a half-time employee. And whereas he will return to the Berkman Center at Harvard University to resume his academic career. And whereas the board wishes to take note of his extraordinary contributions to ICANN over the years. And whereas the board is grateful for his willingness to continue part-time as an ICANN employee to facilitate an orderly transition. Now resolved that the board deeply appreciates Andrew McLaughlin's dedication to ICANN over the years of his association, looks forward to a continuing collegial relationship over the coming months and beyond, and wishes him all the best on his return to academe and to the future. And I call for a second to this resolution. Sang-kyung, I see every... It is unanimously seconded. All those in favor, please say aye. I have to admit to you, at one point it occurred to me to ask whether this change in your employment to half-time meant that you would go from, you know, witty to half-witty or something like that. The last resolution that I would ask the board to endorse is a thank you to Karen Rose. Whereas Karen Rose will shortly leave her position with the United States Department of Commerce, Karen has been one of the unsung heroes of the evolution of the internet community's processes for coordinating the assignment of key technical parameters, including the domain names. She was instrumental in the organization of the global discussions that led to the issuance of the Green and White Papers. She's been a tireless supporter of community's efforts to implement the concepts of the White Paper, including the establishment and recognition of ICANN and the introduction of competition in domain name registration services. Throughout this time, she has been a vital ambassador among the many and diverse constituencies whose cooperation has been essential to ICANN's development as a global private sector consensus creation body. And most impressively, she's done it with grace and good humor in frequently highly contentious circumstances. Therefore, it is resolved that the ICANN board, on behalf of the worldwide internet community, expresses the deepest appreciation and respect for the critical contributions of Karen Rose to ICANN and to the concept of global private sector coordination of the assignment of the internet's technical parameters. I call for a second to this. It's unanimously seconded. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
There being no further business for the board, I would call for a motion to adjourn. Hans moves. Is there a second? Lyman, all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
I assume there are no oppositions to this. For those hungry, Amadeo has a question.
Amadeo.
However, right. The board members who were interested in lunch will find it in their boardroom over in the other building, or in the other room. So thank you all very much for coming, and we will see you all again at the next meeting. in Shanghai.
Before you all go, there's one last thing that's not really a board thing from the local hosts, Connex. Some of you have filled out a raffle. I'm going to hand it over to Victor, who's been our local engineer here, and he's going to introduce the people. And he's probably going to ask one of the board members to come and draw the raffle tickets.
Thank you, John. With the appreciation of our main sponsor, Connex, who make possible all this technical stuff around us, we will draw the winners of three prizes that they give. It's about a watch, a shirt, and a wireless card. For transparency, may I ask a few members of the board who wants to make the first drawing? Stuart, you want to make it?
Can I also, is it only output or can I put mine?
And the winner is Bruno Pierulli.
He's here, Mr. Bruno Pierulli? Bruno?
Okay, well, surely we can find
we have to ask the board to decide if he is not in the room, he's still electable for a prize.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Is Bruno came or so?
Well, a question. Did you make the terms of this that you had to be in the room, or was there an email address or something?
I'm not sure. Let's see the form. There is an email address, but we can send the prize to email.
I would suggest that you email him to let him know he won.
Yes, he
won. Yes, but we have to give him the prize as long as he is in Romania. It's somewhere. Okay, we'll keep the prize for him. So you decide that the prize could be postponed for later when we will find Bruno. Okay?
Okay, yes. Yes.
Okay, so what he won? Okay, he won a shirt. I hope it will fit on him. Okay, the second. For a watch? Okay. Who's gonna draw? Any volunteer? Oh, okay.
I'm at deal.
Please?
Yes. Only one.
Only one.
I'm gonna read his name. Can you read that for me, please?
Do it.
And the winner is Steiner Grotero.
Oh, we have a winner in room. That's good.
I expect a commission.
Congratulations. And for the big prize, may I ask you, Vin, to make the honor to give the big prize? Oh, it's a little bit heavy. That I call transparency. He just mixed it all to ensure that. Oh.
There's no name on this one.
That was my name.
That was your name. It was anonymous. Anonymous is one. Okay, we'll try
one
more time.
Call that privacy protection.
There's no name on this one either.
Jeff Williams.
It's John Williams. It's Jeff Williams, right. Yeah. Aha. Greg Ruth from Genuity. Where's Greg? There he is.
Greg, congratulations. your prizes here. Okay, that was all. Thank you very much for your attention. One more thing, there is a laptop bag here for Dell. Someone let it. It's down, okay. Someone let it last night in the room. Do you have any idea who belongs? Thank you.